taking it. They ain't giving it, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Taking it. They ain't giving it, I'm taking it. Taking it. They ain't giving it, I'm taking it. Taking it. They ain't giving it, I'm taking it. Taking it. I need all that shit.
If I just went in and stole it, the police would've noticed. Gotta be strategic, I'm creeping. Go and leave with that motive. Hold up, my plan is forming. Alright, case in this building. Watching these rappers dip rapping, walk in and leave out with millions. Headed and sweating, open that front door. In a scope, printed out right by the entrance. Door closes, not a metaphor. Then I start towards that front desk, right where you checking. Dressed in a uniform, looking like a janitor. All blue jumpsuit, rush shoot. Bloodthirsty for the money like a bull. Looking in the eyes of a matador, fuck you. Carrying 2 cans of paint. Security looks at me awkward. I say third floor, I'm late. Painting Jimmy Iovine's office, holding my breath, about to faint. I'm scared to death that he stops me. Heart beating so loud that you can hear the echo in that lobby. And see, I'm breaking down. If I don't make it out, then I'm leaving town with that contract. And I'm spazzing out, grabbing the A&R out his chair, and I'm taking him hostage. I don't give a fuck. Step into the elevator, press 3. Now I'm headed up. Heist. What they don't know, there's a gun in a paint can, and I'm ready and I'm willing to bust. I'm fucking desperate. Stuck in this recession. Now what you think? If I can sign, my luck is destined. My future depends on ink. Ink secretary at the front of the entrance, staring right at me. I walk up, she whispers, "Go ahead," and then gives me a wink.
I put my life on the line. I'm taking it,
taking it. They ain't giving it, I'm taking it,
taking it.
They ain't giving it, I'm taking it,
taking it.
They ain't giving it, I'm taking it,
taking it.
I need all that shit.
Made it past security, the secretary, the cubicles. But it's weird, it's like this room I've walked into is unusual. Thought it'd be shiny and beautiful, thought it'd be alive and like musical. But it feels like someone died, it's got the vibe of a funeral. There's numbers on a chalkboard, CDs boxed in cardboard. Artists that blocked and got dropped and never got to be sophomores. Graphic designers are sitting around, waiting for albums that never come out. Complaining that they have nobody in-house, wondering what they make art for. I start thinking, am I in the right place? Just walk forward, see plaques on the wall. Oh yeah, in a second those will be all yours. Finally see an office with the mounted sign. Heaven sent, big black silver letters. Read it out loud, president. This was my chance to grab that contract and turn and jet. Right then felt a cold hand grab on the back of my neck. He said, "We've been watching you, so glad you could make it. Your music, it's so impressive. In this whole brand you created, you're one hell of a band. We here think you're destined for greatness, and with that right song we all know that you're next to be famous. Now I'm sorry, I've had a long day, remind me now what your name is." That's right, Macklemore, of course. Today has been crazy. Anyway, you ready? We'll give you $100,000. After your album comes out, we'll need back that money that you borrowed. Mm-hmm. So it's really like a loan?
A loan?
Come on.
No!
We're a team, 360 degrees. We will reach your goals. You'll get a third of the merch that you sell out on the road, along with a third of the money you make when you're out doing your shows. Manager gets 20, booking agent gets 10, so shit. After taxes, you and Ryan have 7% to split. That's not bad. I've seen a lot worse. No one will give you a better offer than us. Mm-hmm. I replied, "I appreciate the offer. Thought that this is what I wanted. Rather be a starving artist than succeed at getting fucked."